Pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's that day again. It's Casual Friday, which can only mean one thing. It's the best day of the week for me because I get to sit across from the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good. And you've got a lot of good stuff lined up for us today. But I can't keep myself contained. I've got a piece of news, and I actually have to share it with the listeners because I really have to thank them. This is more about the listeners than it is about the show.
And what is this news?
Superhuman Radio broke 250,000 downloads in the month of March.
Holy cow.
I mean, I don't know if people realize what a huge accomplishment that is for an internet radio show. But to my knowledge, Adam Carolla, who is a very, very popular podcast, who started out on The Man Show, gets 1 million downloads a month. And we're a little itty-bitty show with a niche audience, and we're getting 250,000 downloads a month.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I'll be blogging. I'm going to take screenshots of our stat software and put it up on the blog later this week. So thank you to the listeners for being so devoted.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
So anyway, Elisa, should we share the news with everybody that we have a pet now?
We got a new pet today.
Yes. And what is our pet's name?
Bergie.
And why would we name a pet Bergie?
Maybe because it's a hamburger.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Not just any hamburger, but a bionic hamburger from none other than
Mickey D's.
Mickey D's. You know what? Elisa posted in her blog last week. One of the most popular blogs we've had in a long time. It's gotten passed around on Facebook like 99 different reposts or whatever. And it was about this video of a guy who forgot he had a McDonald's hamburger in his pocket. A year later, he gets that jacket out. The burger is still in there. He looks at it. He's amazed because the burger looks just like it did the day he bought it. Mm-hmm. No mold, no decay, nothing.
Right, right, right.
So he goes out and he starts buying McDonald's burgers and cataloging them, and he starts his whole McDonald's burger museum where there's nothing but burgers that are like 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, and they look exactly the same way they did when he bought them.
And then at the end, it shows all the chemicals that are listed.
Yes.
It lists all the chemicals that are in the burger.
Right. And obviously, that's probably the reason that they're anti-aging burgers, because of all the chemicals. But you posted that.
I did.
And everybody concurred except one guy.
Someone that's a friend of mine.
A friend of yours.
Maybe not a friend anymore.
Right. Who said, this is bull.
And you know why he said that?
Why, Elisa?
Because he owns several McDonald's franchises.
Exactly. And he would never want to admit that that particular burger, which may come from the same batch of meat that he uses at his store, could not age like that. So,
right.
Okay. So we decided that we would go ahead and do this ourselves.
Right.
I mean, because I want to debunk it. Don't you really want to know for sure?
I want to know for sure. So I thought that it would be fun to get a new pet, Bergie.
Bergie. And we're not going to keep Bergie in the house. Bergie's going to be a garage pet.
Right.
Because Bergie smells.
Bergie smells really bad.
In fact, we have Bergie in the farthest corner from us in the studio right now, back in the bag. We were going to put Bergie out in the hall, but we were afraid that one of the neighbors walking down the hall may think, oh, I think I'll eat that Bergie. So we didn't do that, right?
No, and I specifically went to one of his restaurants
right. And
got Bergie.
And during this first break, I will release on our blog pictures of our pet along with birth certificate that shows where she was born and the date and time of her birth. And we will catalog on the blog every so often. We're not going to do it every day, right?
No.
Yeah. But we're going to do it every so often, and we're going to have maybe a newspaper headline to show when we took the picture so that it can be indisputable that Bergie is actually 5 days old, 10 days old, and so on. And we'll watch Bergie age.
That will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. So we'll keep you all posted on Bergie's growth.
Yes, and let's have a monthly birthday for Bergie. We'll put a little candle next to her, maybe a little – okay, I'm getting a little
okay. – I'm a little overboard there.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so have you ever heard of a drink called Four Loko?
Recently, yes.
And how did you hear about Four Loko?
Well, a surprise guest we're going to have later in the show – experimented with it. I'd like to use the word experimented. PJ Braun is going to be on later in the show to talk about his experience with Four Loko, but I didn't hear about it till then. And now that some of the things you've shared with me that you're going to share with the audience.
It's crazy. On this Urban Dictionary, it says that it's legalized cocaine in a can.
Right.
What's up with that?
Well, I have to believe that the company that markets Four Loko probably promoted that in that Urban Dictionary.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, absolutely. And I think personally, that's a mistake of theirs. I think that that's actually going to hamper their sales. Haven't they been banned in like 4 states already?
They have. It says right here, my dealer isn't picking up. Okay, whatever. We'll just get some Four Lokos instead. So
Now you told me why the name Four. It's the number four and it's L-O-K-O, which is a play on the word loco, L-O-C-O, which means crazy in Spanish.
And so it's 4 stages of crazy. Stage one is tipsy, which means loud, might stumble or laugh. Stage two is drunk, embarrassing, stumbling, slight slur. Stage three is wasted. And stage four is blackout, no ability to speak, vomiting, waking up next to a fat girl, memory loss.
Poor fat girls always get the rap when a guy gets drunk.
I'm just reading what it says in the Urban Dictionary.
I know. But it's sad. You know what? And if that stuff really works that way, then I think that women who carry a little more weight on them should probably buy guys Four Loko. You know, send a guy a drink at the bar. Say, hey, can I buy you a Four Loko so we can go home later?
It's 12% alcohol, and it comes in 8 fruity flavors.
Now, it can't just be the alcohol, because wine is 12% alcohol. People don't go blacking out and crazy. There has to be other ingredients in it that are responsible for this, right?
Well, it has caffeine in it and guarana.
Okay, both of those are stimulants. I suspect there's more to it than just this. But caffeine and alcohol clearly have been the pox on drink mixing nowadays. I mean, everybody's using these energy drinks and alcohol. You know, Red Bull was famous for that when they came.
Well, that's
out.
What gave the people who created this. It was some Ohio State students, and they saw people in bars mixing alcohol and caffeine together, and that's how they came up with this idea.
It figures it was Ohio State, too, to be honest. Because, everybody says that Arizona State is a big party school, but Ohio State is equally a big party school. In fact, they had their own beer reps working the campus back in the day 30, 40 years ago. So anyway. So Four Loko has been banned in 4 states. Do you know which state they are? I'm just curious. I think it was New York and New Jersey for sure.
I don't know. I'm looking.
Okay. It's not that essential.
Well, New Jersey, it was banned in September of 2010 in New Jersey because it sickened 17 students and 6 visitors.
Right. And I read an article about a woman who died after drinking Four Loko, but before she died, the people who were friends with her said that she underwent a complete personality change after drinking the drink.
Really?
Yeah, they said she started acting bizarre. She wasn't acting like herself. She was having short-term memory problems. And I guess a few hours later, she ended up in the emergency room and she was dead. Now, let's face it. I don't know that Four Loko is responsible. She may have had an underlying issue that the caffeine and alcohol pushed over the edge. But they're attributing her death now to Four Loko.
It looks like it's been banned in New York State also.
Yeah. I knew New York and New Jersey. And let's face it, who is going to be most attracted to this lure of Four Loko?
College students.
Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, kids are going to be like, oh, man, this
is
great.
Like just the regular energy drinks, you
right,
know?
Right. So it's pretty scary. On the flip side, there's something else you were talking about a moment ago.
Right. There's now a drink that's a relaxation drink that's supposed to help you sleep.
Right. So what's happening is people are using energy drinks to wind themselves up, and then they need drinks to drink at night to take themselves back down again.
Sounds like Valley of the Dolls. Remember?
Yes, exactly.
My mother used to watch that movie.
And, you know, this was Valley of the Dolls, about all the women in Hollywood popping pills, and they would take amphetamines to be awake all day and energetic and lively and bubbly, and then they would have to take Valium at night to go to sleep, and they would become addicted to these drugs. And actually, that's what killed Judy Garland.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So we're really doing the same thing that our parents did, but now instead of using pharmaceutical drugs, because we're all against the big pharma, we're just using over-the-counter products.
Right.
So I think it's pretty funny. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have a firsthand account of the effects of Four Loko. And I can promise you, this is going to be a really funny story you're not going to want to miss. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Won't we?
Yes, we will.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytocerm 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytocerm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often, you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
We got PJ Braun, the greatest storyteller in the world, that we've and an interesting story about his personal experience. Now, let's face it, PJ Braun is a big, strong guy. number one. Uh-huh. And he's no newcomer
and
to the blog.
And he's cute, too.
And he's cute, too. See, PJ, look at this.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
And she wanted to have you in the studio. I says, I'm not flying to him from Connecticut. Just to be... But anyway, okay, so PJ, you've been around the block. I mean, you're a big boy. And so you're thinking this is all hype, I got to believe, right, about Four Loko?
Yeah, you know, I always like when you hear that the government is banning something, just naturally a light bulb's going to go off over my head. Well, I should probably try this stuff if they want to pull it off the market.
Right, right. So, okay, so first of all, is Four Loko available in your home state?
No, it is not. And they actually they reformulated it now, and they released a new legal version where they took, I think, most of the caffeine and it's the battery acid and some of the other ingredients out of it to make it more
battery acid. Produced. Is that the rumor of what's in it? Battery acid?
It tastes like battery acid. Actually,
oh, okay.
The one that I had.
Okay.
Did you only have one, PJ?
Yes, I had one, but I had it in a matter of about 45 seconds.
No, oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You just downed it?
I actually have a picture of myself on Facebook, the starting and mid-drinking. I posed in front of a dumpster to really, like, increase the white trash effect that I was drinking it.
Oh, my God. That's great. Did you have like a hoodie on, like, so you look like a homeless guy?
I should have. I actually dressed like somewhat nice to go out, but before I started my night, I wanted to start my night with the Four Loko. So we parked in front of this dumpster. This is 30-year-old guys that we're talking about here, but we had two college kids with us. That's how we actually got them. We were talking about it in the gym one day, and I said I was disappointed that I never got to try it. And there's this one little crazy college kid that was like, I still have a case of the original that I keep in a warehouse. He's like, I could get you some. I'm like, really? I was like, you got to get one for me and my buddy. We want to try this. And we don't go out anymore, really. But I'm like, we're going to drink some Four Lokos, and we're going to hit the town of Danbury and tear this town apart like we did 10 years ago. And so the kid was excited to give it to us. And he had given us a watermelon flavor, which is apparently the exclusive best flavor of Four Loko, from what I hear.
Oh, my God. And it tastes like battery acid, huh?
It was disgusting. Yeah, it was really gross. It was awful.
So you drank this literally. You just popped the can and you shotgunned it. You just drank it in 45 seconds. Boom, it was gone.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. It's extremely carbonated and has kind of a strange taste of. It's almost like a malt liquor, like cheap wine kind of taste.
Right.
Like a carbonated, like a strong wine cooler almost, it kind of tastes like. It's pretty gross, actually. I'll never drink one again.
And so in 45 seconds, you down it. How long does it take for you to start thinking, wow, I'm feeling this stuff?
Well, I felt that I was already feeling it when we were walking into the bar, but I'm assuming that was probably psychosomatic placebo effect. But I'll tell you something very interesting. We got into the bar, and we went to the sports bar to watch the UConn Huskies game, because I live in Connecticut. UConn is our big thing up here. And I sat down at this table, and I looked at the younger kid that gave it to me, and I told him my face was burning really bad. And I said, does this make your face burn bad? And he was like, no, man, you're crazy. I was like, I'm serious. My face is itching and burning really bad.
Is there any niacin in it, you think?
I threw the can away before I could look at any more ingredients, but it was kind of funny. My buddy, the other older guy that drank the Four Loko, he came over to our table with some beers, and he sat down, and he was like, man, I don't know if I got sunburned today, and my face is burning really bad. And I'm like, oh, my God, my face is burning bad, too. What the hell is in that stuff? And the young guys were like, man, you guys are crazy. We've never heard anything like this before. I was literally, like, rubbing my beer bottle all over my face to try to cool my face, and I was, like, profusely sweating. It was strange.
Okay, so now, obviously, that was one of the physical aspects. When did you start to feel like a buzz and a rush at the same time?
Pretty fast, just because we drank it so fast. And I think that the main problem with Four Loko that I think a lot of other people may have experienced is not necessarily the Four Loko itself, but psychologically, I felt that Four Loko motivated me to do lots of shots that I would never normally do in regular life.
Well, wait a minute. I happen to know, and I want you to go through it slowly, that Four Loko made you do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't do in your regular life, right?
Okay. Yes, quite a few.
Okay. Now, before I ask you that, you're very well versed in this whole placebo effect of things. How much of it do you think was just PJ wanting to cut loose and blaming it on Four Loko, and how much of it do you really think it was Four Loko?
I think probably a good 25% was psychological. I think I would give a 75% to the Four Loko. I think the thing is with the Four Loko, when you take in, from what I understand, I believe there was a roughly 600 milligrams of caffeine in this thing.
Wow.
And to take in that large amount of caffeine in a quick shot, I would say is sort of like taking in a lot of like a double dose of a pre-workout drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that mental intensity that you get from it, I think for sure is not psychological. I experimented with stimulants, you know, back from ephedrine when it was legal all the way up to now. And you know that feeling that you get when you're on a lot of stimulants. And that's something that I felt right away from the Four Loko.
Right. Okay, so take us through the night. So you're sitting, you're at a bar, you're drinking shots. Where do you go from there?
All right, we leave the first. Now, understand that I do not like to go out in Danbury because the city of Danbury, where I live, like where I've grown up, everybody knows me.
Right.
And it's not necessarily fun for me to go out around here.
Right, because people take note of what you do.
Yes, and I haven't been out in a long time. And my friend and I were hitting very, very early midlife crises.
I like that. That's good. Okay. So this was your little red Corvette that night, huh?
Yeah. We were reminiscing the good days of back when we were young and cool, and it was fun to go out in Danbury 8-9 years ago.
Okay.
So we decided to pick these young guys and take them out with us, you know, show the youngsters how it's done.
The old bulls taking the young bulls out to show them.
Yes. So we left. The first place was a sports bar, and we went to this new lounge called Max 40. It was a very, very nice place, but it was very laid back, boring. And I was all Four Loko'd up, so I didn't want to sit in this lounge. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we had a couple of drinks there, and then walked across the street to this place called Molly Darcy's, which is a big Irish pub, and it was an older crowd. But a lot of unnecessary mixtures of shots started going around, like Jägermeister, just a unhealthy mixture of things.
Like, yeah.
Normally, when I do drink, I don't vary my drinks. I find if you stick with one thing, typically something pure, like I like vodka, like just some vodka with a diet soda, your hangover will be really, really minimal the next day.
Okay.
When you start mixing in all these other things, the havoc that it wreaks to your system is really rough. And that went out the window courtesy of the Four Loko head rush that I had. I was really running around and sweating and just really amped up from this stuff, you know. And
right.
If you pound it fast the way I did, you know, you're going to get a few hours of feeling that like that.
Wow.
So we eventually ended up at this place, Teddy's, which is just a horrible, like, singles bar. I actually sat in this chair in the corner just kind of, like, thinking about my life and why the hell was I doing what I was doing.
Wanting to go home and take a shower at that moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we ended up going to this diner, and I don't really even remember this part of it, but the waitress started bringing all this food over. And
like without you ordering it, you just started bringing it, or you obviously ordered it?
Apparently, we ordered it. We came in this place like some Tasmanian devils.
Yeah, right.
And just made a scene, and the waitress. I'm like, who ordered all this? Like, there was things I would never order, and she was like, you. All my friends were like, you're the one that was ordering everything. You were just firing things. I think what happened was I was just reading the menu out loud, and the waitress was just, you know, taking notes and saying we had. Chili cheese fries, jalapeno poppers, a sausage, egg, and cheese on a hard roll, a bacon cheeseburger, which is probably what I really wanted.
Right.
But all this stuff was in front of me, and, you know, I was like, well, we can't waste all this food, and I just started eating everything, just everything in sight.
Were you eating like the Tasmanian devil, like just wailing, chewing, and not talking?
Oh, yeah. Another funny thing about me, like people know when I eat, it's something that I do is, for instance, if I have like three different foods on my plate, I typically will focus on one thing before moving to the next. You know, if I'm eating steak and mashed potatoes, I eat all the steak before I even go to the mashed potatoes.
Right.
I'm like systematic with the way that I eat. I was eating like, I was putting the jalapeno poppers on the bacon cheeseburger when I was eating it. And, it was pretty disgusting scene, actually.
Okay. So that was your midnight breakfast. So that, did that sober you up? Did that straighten you out?
Well, this was at like 4 o'clock in the morning at
okay.
this point.
Okay. But I mean, apparently it didn't sober you up because did you not do a rendition of a Britney Spears song somewhere?
This is my favorite part of the night, actually, that one of the younger guys in the backseat videotaped it. Unfortunately, it was dark out, but you can hear it. The commentary was quite funny. So Britney Spears' new song, I don't even know the name of the song. Hold It Against Me, their new song, whatever, came on, and me and my buddy, the older gentleman, a few years older than me, we were extremely excited. We're both big fans of Britney Spears. And so we are blasting this thing in his truck. He is a Denali, as loud as we could, and we were singing. And the two young guys in the back seat, I think, were just really freaked out. Now, one of them couldn't handle it.
You should have turned around to one of them and went, "You got a pretty mouth," like Deliverance.
This is not off topic.
Sorry.
One of them couldn't handle the whole spectacle and asked us to please pull over immediately because he was going to throw up.
Oh,
so we pulled over on the side of the road. Of course, we did not stop our Britney Spears, get down that we had going on. And the kid is just throwing up next to the car. And my friend and I are hysterically laughing at him just working. And we're dancing and singing Britney Spears while he's throwing up on the side of the car.
Oh, my God. You know what? That sounds like a scene from that movie, The Hangover. I mean, that would have been classic if somebody could have taped that.
In the middle of it, we actually happened to look across the street and realized that we were right by the Brookfield police station.
Did you start laughing? You started laughing even harder?
This is probably not the greatest idea in the world to be doing this right now. So we scooped the pukey guy back into the car. And we were being the nice older guys we are. We're driving these two younger guys home. And it was kind of funny. The other young guy, Luke, as we were getting close to his house, we still had the Britney Spears blasting. Now, these guys, I'm assuming, are not Britney Spears fans.
I'm shocked that you are. You really like her, huh?
I really do. I think that
I mean,
she
you,
is
okay.
A,
I don't want stay where you are in the story. Do you think she's hot?
I think that there's parts of her that there's something about Britney Spears that's hot.
Yeah, yeah I would imagine the guy, the white trash guy in front of the dumpster with the hoodie drinking the Four Loko would think she's hot for sure.
Well, you know my history. I always go for these crazy train wreck girls. You know, so Britney Spears is like right in there with what I like.
Yeah, you want to save them. I understand.
I want to save Britney. I would if she had me in her life, she never would have shaved her head.
There you go. All right, so go ahead. So you're driving these guys home. Go ahead.
This is one of my favorite parts of the story. So we're dropping the one guy, Luke, off, and we're blasting the Britney Spears. We're singing it. Now, he's videotaping it with his camera, and we're having a legit serious conversation about Britney Spears. And my friend is like, you know, I really love the way that she uses the electronics and the keyboards, and she's really great with sampling. And my response to him was, she's very provocative. She's a very, very provocative performer. And this is like serious commentary. We're not even trying to be funny.
Right.
I didn't even know that we were talking about this. The next day, I saw it when I watched the video. But we pull into the kid's driveway, and he leans into the front, and he's like, "Guys, I know this is a really great song and all, but can you please turn the radio off so you don't wake my parents?"
That's funny. So,
and,
so the question
I will tell you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There are rumors about the hangover from Four Loko.
Right.
Very true. Very, very true.
So
Like how bad?
Well, I would have to say I wouldn't say the worst ever from all the times I drank when I was young in college and stuff, but the worst hangover I've had in years. And I woke up at about 7 o'clock in the morning, it was just, I felt like somebody had dumped sand down my throat. And I was pounding bottles of water, and nothing was hydrating me. I actually brought all these bottles of water back up into my room. When I finally got out of bed, I had all these empty bottles of water. I was just waking up in the middle of the night, pounding up the water and going back to bed. My head was just throbbing. And I always take 600 to 800 milligrams of ibuprofen after a night of drinking, just to, you know, reduce that headache feeling that you have in the morning.
Well, that and also to make sure that if your liver didn't get completely trashed, you'll destroy it with the ibuprofen.
Yeah.
I understand entirely. Sure.
Okay. So that did not even help my head. My stomach was just awful. It felt like somebody had been kicking me in the stomach all night. It was really, really rough. My face was so disgustingly bloated and swollen. My eyes had these strange, like, pools of fluid underneath them in the bags. I really looked horrible. It was my mom's birthday that day, too. I had to go to my mom's house and show her how disgusting and pathetic her son has become. You know, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon before I finally was able to eat, and I had about 12 slices of pizza that really finally, like, it helped cure my hangover from the Four Loko.
So, would you ever drink Four Loko again, PJ?
No, never again, never again.
Really, you say that, but I mean, if Britney Spears came to you and said she heard this show and she wants to drink Four Loko with you to experience that sense of nirvana with you, would you do it?
Well, yeah, of course. If you were going to add in some sort of a, you know, fantasy celebrity like that, then yes, of course.
But what if she told you that part of her fantasy was that you and Kevin Federline would hook up while she watched on Four Loko? No, huh?
I would probably need an extra Four Loko to do that.
There you go, an extra one. PJ, man, you've got real heart, man. I got to tell you, I think Four Loko would push me over the edge. I think it would probably kill me. I couldn't drink it.
Another bad side effect, Carl, it gave us both really, really horrible heartburn.
Oh.
And both of us were belching all night. And the smell from the Four Loko burps is sort of like an old, like, rotten hot dog smell.
Oh, my Ew. God. So good thing you didn't meet a girl. You would have been belching in her face.
Yeah, I, the belching was almost uncontrollable.
No, and no action on the other end the next day with, the runs or anything like that?
No, fortunately, no.
Not even with the jalapeno poppers and chili cheese dogs and all that sort of stuff? I mean, none of that, huh?
No, nope.
Wow.
You're
cast iron, man. You're cast iron. You have any other questions for PJ?
I do. So, PJ, you're a UConn fan, huh?
Yes.
You know you play Kentucky. You guys play Kentucky tomorrow.
I am in a March Madness pool.
I know, I saw that on Facebook.
Yes, I have UConn winning the championship. So I'm actually in first place right now. And as long as UConn wins this game, I win the pool and I win the money.
Good for you.
I solidify it with this game. I don't even need the championship.
So this is going to be disappointing when Kentucky beats UConn, right?
Go Cats.
Hey, man, listen. Now to bring the whole story full circle, why we had you on and why we're the Cats are using Four Loko before every game.
Oh, man. I don't know. That actually might be their downfall. I don't know how you can concentrate.
Coach Calipari has them drinking two cans of it before the UConn game. They said that they're gonna be jamming balls like all night long. So there you go. Count that money. Hey,
very
PJ,
good.
Man, you want to plug anything? What are you doing? Are you going to any shows? What's going on?
Next weekend is the Metropolitans in New York. I will be there. I have some clients competing. We'll be at all the national shows this year and looking to pick up more clients for contest prep. Look me up, pjbraun.com. And I don't have any other appearances, I don't think, coming up soon, which I'm actually really happy about. So
yeah, time to you can need a little downtime once in a while. PJ,
yeah,
by far one of the best storytellers I know, PJ Braun, for sure, right?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, PJ.
Thank you for bearing your soul tonight and admitting that you were dancing and singing and admiring, no less, Britney Spears. I mean, I have a whole new view of you. You're much, much more eclectic than I ever thought. Really,
eclectic and obviously very comfortable with my sexuality.
There you go. Hey, PJ, man, thanks for coming on Super Human Radio today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye, PJ.
Bye.
All right, so we have to take a we went a little long with that one. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more Casual Friday for you, right? We've got a lot of good stuff
going
on.
We do have some good stuff. Stay tuned.
We're going to get back on track with good stuff and not goofy stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This ain't nothing but a summer. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. ER.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Wasn't that a great story by PJ Braun?
That was great.
That's hilarious. I will never, ever drink Four Loko. I'm not kidding. I would be scared crap to drink that stuff.
My body doesn't handle caffeine well, so I wouldn't drink that either. Yeah. But speaking of Four Loko, I bet after you drink that, you need to relieve some stress. What do you think?
I think you're right. And how can I relieve stress, Lisa? Tell me.
How about using color therapy?
That's what you're going to suggest? Okay.
Live your life in color.
Why? Does color really affect stress?
I think so. Well, it helps to relieve stress. I've got some little tidbits of information here. If you surround yourself with pink, and I know you love pink.
Oh, yeah. Guys are going to jump on this one right away. I can see all the guys right now thinking, hey, I'm just going to go repaint my room pink now.
It's the color of calm tranquility.
Okay.
If you add yellow to your life, if you're feeling down, add some yellow, because it's an excellent color to lift your spirits and relieve depression.
Hmm.
Do you wear yellow?
I actually like yellow. Actually, I mean, I like the color yellow.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite color?
I like all colors.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah.
I like reds and blues. I really do.
Well, blue is a color for a calm environment and a good night's sleep. So if you want a good night's sleep, you should paint your room with a blue tone.
No wonder why I get tired when I come into the studio. The walls are all blue. Oh my God.
So how about a touch of green to your environment and your wardrobe?
Oh, I know about that one already.
What is it?
Well, green makes money appear. When you have green in your eyes, you end up with green in your palms.
It's a soothing color. It promotes harmony and relieves anxiety.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm. And violet in your life, it's a color of wisdom, peace, and strength.
Now, so, that one I would have lost the bet on. Violet, wisdom, peace, and strength.
If you wear it for inner peace.
Yeah.
Okay, how about classic white?
What is classic white? Isn't that just white?
It's cleansing and purifying.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, and I remember one time I went to a metaphysics convention and I was talking to somebody and she was telling me that if you imagine your body bathed in white light, that it'll rid you of all disease.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I went back a couple of years later to ask her some more questions, but she had died. So obviously, the white light wasn't working for her.
Well, if you wear white, it helps to cleanse the mind and purify the spirit.
That's good.
So also, you know, the sauna, you can get saunas, infrared saunas that have color therapy in them.
You have one of those, don't you?
I do.
What do you think? Do you really think it works? When you change the colors of light inside your sauna, do you notice any changes in your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I do. And yeah. Plus, the sauna is so relaxing and detoxifying to the body. But the color therapy on the sauna, it's red. Red is the symbol of love. Yellow, it says that yellow is purifying. So turquoise is the color of mental relaxation.
Right.
Green is cooling and sedating. It also reduces swelling of joints and tissues.
Green does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money does that. When you have money, you don't have any swelling in your body.
Oh, you don't?
No.
The yellow, it says it stimulates clarity of intellect, and it helps to eliminate things out of your endocrine functions.
Really?
System. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a good one right there. So what's a practical way to integrate these colors into your life?
Well, you could wear yellow if you're feeling down and you want to feel happier.
But isn't it what enters your eyes that has the I would imagine that this is an opportunity to make a pair of glasses that have interchangeable lenses so that – because remember that – what was that old saying about looking at the world through something glasses?
Rose-colored glasses, yeah. Yes.
Like maybe the answer is to get yourself a pair of glasses where the lenses have been colored so that they filter out and, you know, everything looks pink or everything looks blue or everything looks – and go around for periods of time and see if that really changes people's moods. I mean, that would be an interesting experiment.
Be an interesting project. You should do that.
Yeah, okay. I'll add that to my list of projects. I can't even get shows posted on time right now. I'm so freaking busy.
I know. The listeners are mad at you. You got to get that done on time.
I know. We're looking for an intern, by the way. If you want to come and work for free and help me, I'll hire you.
Okay, so violet, also in the sauna, it promotes proper functioning of the lymphatic system, and blue, it's very helpful in treating sleep disorders, sorry, and headaches.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
So color can relieve stress, which also means color can create stress. I wonder what colors create stress.
Probably zigzags and
yeah, right. Too many colors.
Polka dots all bunched up together.
I bet you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of agitate. They make you feel agitated.
So how about sound therapy? You ever use any sound therapy?
Of course. I listen to music when I want to be energized. I listen to energizing music.
Mm-hmm. Energizing music or music, soft music to kind of tone things down a little bit.
I'm a big proponent of music. I have to tell you that my ideal home would have music throughout the house. And because music actually can, you know, kind of animate, if you will, for lack of better terms, your life.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you have nice upbeat music, you wake up to it in the morning, you get out of bed and it kind of is soothing, energizing music for when you want to clean the house and be moving around fast and stuff. But I think it would be ideal to have a speaker in every room and have just gentle background music playing all the time.
Right. And so, you know, using sound therapy can also relieve stress.
Right. By using music, in other words, right?
Yeah, exactly. Using music. And also, they have those little sound machines that you can use to block out noise if you can't sleep, if it's too noisy.
They create white noise and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep. So it says turn a rainy day into an opportunity to enjoy nature's own sound.
Yeah, and sleep. And that's the truth. On rainy days, don't you want to just stay in bed and listen to the rain? Truthfully. I know I do.
Yep, I do too.
I think it's great. It's very soothing.
How about the sound of silence? What do you think about that? I don't know. Okay, he's going to be silent now.
That's a no-no on radio. Sound of silence is stress on radio, actually.
Is that what it is?
They call it dead air.
Oh, okay.
You don't want dead air if you can help it.
Not much sound of silence in your life, huh?
Actually, there's not when you really think about it, huh?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. You're a quiet person.
Yes, I am.
And I'm a noisy person.
Yes, you are.
Does that annoy you?
Not always.
Sometimes, obviously. Okay.
And it says a small water fountain, listening to the sound of trickling water, can help you unwind and fall asleep on nights when insomnia is keeping you awake.
Oh, my God. And you know what's really funny? On the nights that I wake up in the middle of the night for no reason at all, mm-hmm. I go into the bathroom and I tinkle. And I guess that sound makes me go back to – because then I go right back to bed after that. Who knew that it was the sound of the tinkling that actually soothed me and put me back to sleep?
Now, here, I was trying to be serious.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, I could rant if you want.
No. I don't think Dr. Andro would like that. No ranting. But please don't play that song from One Flew Over Cuckoo's
Nest.
I
know. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
Okay.
So I think we need to take our break. We're actually going a little long today, and I'm sure everybody is enjoying it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, got some really exciting information to give you. You're not going to want to miss the end of the show. We're going to be making some announcements about some super fans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And we're going to be giving prizes away.
Yes, we are.
This is exciting.
It is. I can't wait.
250,000 downloads strong and growing. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Jedes Mal, wenn meine Mami sucht, saß ich bei dir. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where the topics are lighthearted and fun, and Carl will not rant anymore. Although I may have to rant for just a couple seconds.
Okay. So do you remember last week when we were talking about the buttered popcorn and the movie theaters and how they're supposed to be labeling their menus?
Yes.
Well, the FDA has delayed the menu labeling for now.
Right. And let's be honest why they did that. Because it's way too hard for these restaurants to figure out just how much fat and protein and carbohydrates are in their meals. I mean, who knows how difficult that must be, right?
Well, this is what Scott Vinson, the vice president of the National Council of Chain Restaurants, said. This issue sounds very simple on the face of it, but when you start thinking about it, it becomes extremely complicated. How do you label items that have different methods of preparation or variations?
It's very simple. I do it all the time at home.
Do you offer a range of calories? If so, what is that range? It can be as high as 2,000 calories. Is that useful to the consumer? Is that useful to the consumer? And does it mean that the intent of the law to provide consumers with actionable information? We don't think so. That's what he said.
Yeah, because in other words, he doesn't want people to know that they may be eating 2,000 calories in that particular meal.
Exactly.
And this is exactly what the high fructose corn industry is trying to do by renaming high fructose corn syrup. So that people don't know that they're eating high fructose corn syrup.
And if you haven't seen that video that was on Saturday Night Live, go to our website and go to the blog site and watch that. That's cute
and
funny.
Yeah, SNL did a great spoof on it.
They did. So the FDA said, we expect only a short delay in getting these documents out. It is a reflection of the complexity of this issue, but most important as an indication that the FDA is willing to work with all interested parties to ensure the best policy is presented. Work with all interested parties, that tells me that the restaurants are pushing back on them.
Sure they are. Sure mm-hmm. they are. Let's face it, it's not as hard as they're trying to make it sound. I mean, any of us who've ever cooked for a family and wanted to know what the macronutrient ratio in a particular item was, it's very simple. If you use a can of beans and the total can of beans has 10 grams of fat, 10 grams of protein, 10 grams of carbohydrates, and you make 5 servings out of it, well, that's easy. It's 2, 2, and 2. Well, you just do that with everything that you put in there. If you put a tablespoon in, you divide it by the number of servings. It's very simple. And that's total BS because the restaurant industry is driven. They're driven by something called PC, portion control.
Uh-huh.
They package things in PC amounts. They cook things in PC amounts. And they dish it out in PC amounts because that's how they monitor their profits. Let's face it. A guy isn't going to sell a 10-ounce filet at the price of a 5-ounce filet. No, they cut all their filets in what? 5-ounce sizes. That's called portion control.
Right.
So the restaurant industry has been using portion control to help protect and govern profits, but they don't want to use portion control to dictate content of the meals. It's BS. BS.
No ranting.
I'm not ranting. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I'm done.
Okay. So anything else you want to say about the FDA?
Other than they suck? No, that's about it. No, I know they're trying their best to legitimize what they're doing, but they're just not doing a good job. They're still not doing a good job. And they're never going to do a good job because they have to pander to the companies and the groups that they provide oversight to. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Okay, onward to more exciting stuff. In light of the 250,000 downloads, we decided to start doing some fun things on the show, right?
Yes, we did.
Every month, we're going to select a super fan.
Uh-huh.
And a super fan is a listener of Supreme Radio that not only embodies the message and the mission of Supreme Radio, but contributes to the community.
Right.
Now, by contributing to the community, that could be sending us information that we use on the air.
Uh-huh.
It could be helping us when we have drives to get the word out, all these different things. I mean, really helping to promote the show.
Right.
Okay. And we actually have, we're going to pick one person every month.
Uh-huh.
But this month we had two.
We couldn't decide between these two people because they're both great. So we chose two this month.
Why don't you announce their names right now and then I'll tell them what they're getting.
It's Nick Guggs.
Okay.
Hey, Nick. And David Wilson.
And David Wilson. Two devoted listeners. Now, what will these guys be getting, Johnny? Well, they will be getting $25 gift certificates to TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com.
Yes.
So, and actually, they'll be getting these in their email.
Uh-huh.
They'll be getting coupon codes in their email so that they can spend $25 on Supreme Radio's nickel at TrueProtein.com.
So do they need to send their email to me? Is that what they need
they
to
probably
do?
Should send it to you if they expect to get a response, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I'm a jerk. I'm overwhelmed. That's
so, Dave and Nick, just send your email information to me so I can get it to Dante at True Protein.
Right.
And we'll get your $25 gift cards to you. And I also wanted to mention about True Protein. I was just browsing the website the other day, and they have the BCAAs that Dr. Andrew was telling me about, the Ajinomoto.
Right.
Their Age of Pure BCAAs are from Ajinomoto.
Oh, wow. So those are very high-quality
protein. So, Dr. Andrew, if you're listening, you can get those from True Protein. And if you use the superhuman code SH, you get a discount.
SH Radio.
You get a discount. And I know it was Sergio Hernandez and Gordon Woodward were both asking me about BCAAs. So I might email them and let them know they can get them from True Protein.
Yeah, and Nick and David can buy anything that – I mean, True Protein has so much stuff besides protein powder. They have supplements. They now have D-aspartic acid, which everybody's trying to get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
They've got BCAAs, like you're saying. They have free-form amino acids. They have supplements. They have a great – so they can spend that $25 on anything.
On anything they want.
So every month we will be selecting a super fan. Now, I also have to say, and Elisa really wanted to mention this, the reason that Professor Dr. Andrew is not – being selected as a super fan because he obviously is a huge contributor to the show, both on air and on our Facebook, is because he's really one of us.
Right, right.
You know, so
sorry, Dr. Andrew.
But we have to. We'll get him. We'll get him something.
We'll give you a T-shirt.
There you go. All right, and then lastly, we want to talk about one email in particular, which this kind of feeds into what we were just talking about anyway. We got an email from a guy who listens to the show named John, and he's based at a naval base in Italy. He's emailed me before. Great guy. Always writes me very, very good emails. He sent me this email, and I want to read it, some of it on the air. A while ago, I gave True Protein a shot and was disappointed to find out that they sent me someone else's order. I'm a pretty easygoing guy, so I emailed them and explained that even though it wasn't exactly what I wanted, I'd accept the bulk of the order as it would suit my needs, but asked them to resend a couple items, smaller things, that I had ordered that were not sent originally. To my surprise, my thoughts were, since he's in Italy, he's stationed in Italy, it's not easy for him to just send it back and wait for them to ship him a new order. So what they ended up doing was they ended up reshipping him his whole entire order over again. So all the stuff that they shipped him by accident, he got to keep for free.
Wow.
So just to go to show you the intent behind True Protein when it comes to customer service. And then John goes on to say that he's getting ready to retire from the Navy, and he's decided to go into perhaps physical therapy as a result of some of the things that he's heard on the show. He's asked me to put him in touch with Dr. Peter Rouse, who I will. I'll email him and email Peter and introduce them because he wants to be able to pick Peter's brain and perhaps get some advice from him. And he also suggested a couple good topics that I will add into our roster and develop some shows. So Lieutenant John Parker of the U.S. Navy, based in Italy, thank you very much for your email. And we will be sending you a T-shirt. I'll get your address. We'll have to mail it from here since we used your email on the show. And that's what we're going to do from now on. If we use your voicemail, you call 206-222-2218. If we use your email, if we use something that you suggest to the show, we are building a prize chest. It could be T-shirts. It could be shaker bottles. It could be gift certificates. It could be anything. It could be supplements. But anytime a listener, we use a listener email or voicemail on the show or content from a listener, we're going to send them a gift, right?
How about co-hosting with me?
That's too big of a prize.
Oh, okay.
And I know who's going to want to do that anyway, Professor Dr. Andro. So he'll be working all week just to get unseat me and sit here with you.
So. Okay, so I do have a question that I got from Gordon Woodward that I want to ask you because you said you were going to answer it on the air.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Does Carl still support the home blood spot testing? And if so, what lab? If not, what does he use? He did interview Peter Rouse for adrenal fatigue, and Peter used saliva testing. He talked about the blood spot in an earlier Mike Mahler interview. And then in addition to that, he wants to know, he wants to ask you about sublingual B12 shots as well.
Well, okay. First things first. I like the blood spot test. I don't like saliva testing, except when testing for cortisol.
Okay.
It's the only time I like saliva testing. And that's what Peter Rouse was talking about. When we talk about adrenal fatigue, we're looking at cortisol levels. You want to test cortisol levels four times throughout the day, morning, afternoon, evening, and right before bed. Mm-hmm. And saliva testing is adequate and acceptable for cortisol tests.
Right.
But I don't believe that it's good for serum hormone levels. I like blood spot. I go to Life Extension Foundation, LEF.org, because I'm a member there, and I get a discount from them. But ZRT is another good lab for blood spot testing, number one.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, he asked about the
vitamin B12 shots.
Sublingual B12, when it's in the methyl form, methylcobalamin, is as effective as injectable B12. So if you don't like to inject, I would suggest that you buy a methylcobalamin sublingual. Actually, Dr. Peter Rouse offers it at his website at afperformancecenters.com. He has it in an eyedropper form, which is really great. One milliliter is actually 5 milligrams, 5,000 micrograms of methyl B12.
And it doesn't taste bad.
It tastes really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you could check that out. If you don't want to use methyl B12, then you can go for the injectable route. But I personally think methyl B12 has a different effect than injectable. I like to use both, actually. I take an injection maybe twice a week, and I use a methyl B12 almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I take very high doses of vitamin B, personally.
I just have one more thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Last week when we talked about the lead in the lipstick, I got a message on Facebook from Angie Murray Brennan, that just told me about a website that's really cool that you can go to find out basically what the breakdown of all the beauty products are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cosmeticdatabase.com.
Wow, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't we answer...
Angie.
I'm sorry.
For sending that information.
And there was another question. Should we answer that on the air, the one about the Melanotan 2?
Uh-huh. You can if you want. Michelle Herbert.
Yeah. Melanotan 2's safety is coming into question right now. And while I can't say unabashedly that using anything is safe, what I can say is this, that the peptide that is in Melanotan 2 is a naturally occurring peptide in our body. So if the Melanotan 2 that you're using is pure and is reconstituted properly with aseptic solutions like saline that's designed for injecting, then there shouldn't be any issues in using Melanotan 2 or Melanotan 1 for that matter. Because these are naturally occurring peptides in the bloodstream. So that would be the only thing that I would point to if someone wanted me to give them some proof of safety in using it. It occurs in your body already. Okay. Now.
Okay. So Kevin just posted that he's crushed. I'm sorry, Kevin.
There's another month behind this one, Kevin. Don't worry. There's another month behind this one.
So I think Michelle was looking for like some studies on melanotan.
They're the only studies you can find. You can go to PubMed and you can search for melanotan, and you'll find studies put out by ASU. And the research that they did not show any hepatotoxicity. It didn't show anything that would be considered untoward for usage.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if the factory that's making it has impurities in it, then it's not the melanotan 2 that's the problem. It's the impurities. That's why I said that whole dissertation in the beginning. If it's real melanotan 2 and it's made properly and you're using aseptic practices to inject it and the saline you're using is not out of date and hasn't gone bad, then you should be fine because it's a naturally occurring peptide in the body.
Yes, it is.
So what else do we have? Do we have anything else we have to talk about?
I think that's coming to a close. It looks like we went a little bit over. Sorry.
Yeah, once in a while. It's okay, isn't it?
We have a couple other things to talk about, but okay. We'll just have to save them for next week.
Okay.
Because it's some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I know. We always end up with a lot more information than we actually can talk about. We probably could drag this out to a two-hour show, but I like doing a one-hour show on Friday, personally.
Yes.
It's a lot more fun. Well, do you have anything else you want to add, lovely Elisa Profumo?
Nope. I don't think so.
Well, then say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
All right. See everybody Monday.
Bye.